And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Baseball is back. It's just around the corner here. We're here on Fox Sports On The Road. Michael Cohen here with you. We got a very special guest joining us today, and that is the voice of the Somerset Patriots, the one and only Stephen Cusimano. I guess that means baseball is just around the corner. Stephen, how you doing?
Very good, especially, like you said, the fact baseball is back. We're finished with spring training. We're ready to play some regular season games.
It's getting on. It's been a long offseason, man. It really has been.
Yeah, it really has. I was just telling you before we started how excited. I mean, I feel like this year in particular, I've been so excited to just get done with all the offseason and get started with baseball.
Oh, man. So you were down in spring training this last couple weeks. You got a sense of the Yankees this year going into it. So before we even talk about the Patriots, as they're still finalizing that roster, what was your sense about the Yankees? Because this is a huge season right now going this year for them in 2024.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start by saying it's very exciting for us because a lot of the guys we've seen come through Somerset the last couple years are making direct impacts on the opening day roster. You're going to see guys like Clayton Beter, who won a championship in Somerset, pitch for the Yankees opening week. Anthony Volpe, of course, we saw him win a Gold Glove. Seeing his camaraderie with Austin Wells, who's now in the big leagues and debuted in September. Just seeing the guys that came up through Somerset. I mean, we saw firsthand how successful they were. They won a championship in 2022, went to the playoffs again last year. These are winning players, and it was very exciting to just see that them integrate themselves into a locker room that includes a Cy Young like Garrett Cole, an MVP like Aaron Judge. So you have all the makings of a team that can do some really special things, of the young players, the spark plugs, you've got the veterans, you've got the MVPs, the guys with the decorated history. So just from our end, it was fun to see all those guys up with the big league team, and knowing what they can do and what they're capable of, it makes me very optimistic about the Yankees' chances this year.
You know, it's ironic because everyone's talking about how baseball's skewing younger, and everyone talks about, of course, the Baltimore Orioles, and you've seen a lot of those guys coming up through their system as well. And the Yankees are not too shabby. I mean, they got right now three guys that we know impact guys are going to be starting for them. You know, right there, left side of the infield is going to be Cabrera and Volpe. I mean, right off the bat.
Yeah, and there's certain organizations throughout the years, like you mentioned the Orioles, that have been very generous with giving their minor league players opportunities. And then you start to see the success of those teams. Like, I'll use the Astros as another example. They give their minor leaguers and their prospects a good chance, and it results in World Series. It results in, for the Orioles' case, playoff run for the first time in a long time. So I think you're starting to see other teams, including the Yankees, buy into that, like you said, youth movement and really take a lot of stock into the player development side and how important it is to give those guys chances and see if they're, you know, capable of helping them win some games at the big league level.
Yeah. I mean, Garrett Cole, obviously now out for the first couple months of the year. We always wonder how injuries are going to impact teams, not just at the major league level, but all the way down through the minor league system. How do you think this could impact the Yankees and even the Somerset Patriots, for that matter, when you consider what they're going to do as far as bring up guys? You mentioned Clayton Beter is going to be on the major league roster to start the year. How do you see that shaking out?
Yeah, there's always a trickle down. Anytime there's any injury at the big league level, they've got to take someone from AAA, and that someone taking up a roster spot in AAA might make it so that someone who would have been in Somerset is now in Scranton or in the Bronx. So definitely the similar trickle down effect where, if Garrett Cole did not get injured, Clayton Beter might not have had that roster spot open on the opening day roster. So we might, you know, there might be a trickle down in that sense to where someone who might have started the year in AA that had a really strong season last year that would have been in AAA might be flipped in the reverse, if that makes sense. So there's always that little bit of a trickle down with any injury, and see it right off the bat here with in a good way, because you see Clayton Beter getting an opportunity that he absolutely deserves up there, and it's going to give somebody else an opportunity to make an impact in AAA as well.
Absolutely. Now, we talk about player development. Let's talk about broadcaster development, because you had an opportunity to sit in the Major League booth there with Susan Wolman. You did a few innings. Just talk about that experience for yourself.
Oh, it was so fun. I mean, when we had mentioned to Susan we were going down there, I didn't realize it was the first two WFAN Yankees broadcast of the spring. And so she mentioned to me that, obviously, they know the big league team very well, but when it gets to the later innings of those games, I know the minor leaguers a lot better than she did, and a lot better than Ricky Ricardo was there as well. So she just kind of invited me in to tell their stories a little bit. And you know, she's right. I had a lot of great things to say about some of the players that were coming into the game when maybe there's less interest in what the outcome of the game is, but there's more interest in hearing the human interest side of it. So it was really fun to come in and just tell the stories of some of those guys like Max Burt, Ben Rice that were out there on the field, and especially revolving around the spring breakout game with the prospects that was happening following the game that I was in the booth there with Susan. So it was fun to talk about all of that and just get those names and those stories out there, because another thing about it is some of these guys are going to be in Somerset, so it builds up some interest and excitement for our team and our season as well.
How do you see things shaking out as far as the roster buildup for the Patriots? Obviously, the two big names that stand out, they were here at the end of the year, Spencer Jones as well as Ben Rice. Ben Rice had a monster finish at the end of the year. Just about those two guys.
Yeah, it's exciting to kind of forecast what this roster is going to look like, because like you said, we don't have it yet, but Spencer Jones only spent, I think it was 19 games with the Patriots, so you've got to expect he's going to be back. That's been the expectation all offseason. And Ben Rice, as dominant as he was, and he really had a dominant season last year for the Patriots, he only played 48 AA games, so it's not out of the question we could see Ben Rice back here, whether it's for a week, a month, a couple months. We'll be lucky to have anybody with Ben Rice's talent, but even on the pitching side, I think about somebody like Chase Hampton, who's the Yankees' top pitching prospect that joined us in, I think it was May or June of last year, that is kind of in a similar mold to last year. We maybe weren't expecting to get Clayton Beter and Will Warren back because they were promoted to Somerset in 2022 around that same time, May, June. So if they're under kind of, if Chase is under a similar trajectory, you could see him potentially starting the year in Somerset. And assuming things go well like they did for Will and Clayton, maybe he gets promoted to AAA by May or June. So I think of our rotation at the end of the year, our bullpen at the end of the year, it's exciting to think about the prospect of guys like Jack Neely and Danny Watson at the back of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And you start to mention, again, some of those position players like you talked about, even someone like Caleb Durbin.
Mm-hmm.
I think about how exciting that team was to end last year, and the prospect of potentially having some of those guys back in April bodes well. It could bode well. We'll see how the roster looks. But I think one thing about the Yankees that we've seen time and time again is that the player development is one of the top in all of baseball. I mean, they draft these guys in the 10th, 15th round, and they become top prospects. And there's not a lot of organizations that do that. So it's gotten to the point here where my third season, like regardless of what names are on that roster, I have a lot of confidence in what they're going to do on the field.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees are as deep as anybody. I mean, I look at some of the other teams in baseball, I'm like, not as deep as the Yankees are right now. I mean, they are deep in talent.
Yeah.
Harrison Cohen, Jack Neely, I think you just mentioned, These are three of the up-and-coming pitchers in the farm system. Do you think we see these guys a little more? I know we saw Cohen a little bit last year.
Yeah, I think definitely, because they were all called up in September. Same deal as similar to Spencer Jones, where when you get called up that late, we even saw it with Jason Dominguez a couple years ago, just the natural trajectory of a guy like Jack Neely that's in the Yankees' top 30 prospects, even Danny Watson, I think very highly of the two of those guys in the bullpen. It would not be a surprise to see them back in Somerset just based on where they ended last year. And again, they're really talented, so it's no guarantee how long they're going to be here. So if you want to see guys like that, you might want to get out to the ballpark in April or May.
Exactly. Come on down, folks. We got to the Patriots baseball April and May because we got some of the top prospects right off the bat.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the alumni, guys like Anthony Volpe, Austin Wells, their impact as far as the Major League club is concerned this year. Of course, Volpe, a Gold Glove winner last year, showed a lot of pop. Obviously, the average, we all know he's going to want to get that up, and he probably will this year. What are your expectations for him? What did you get from talking to him in spring training?
Well, yeah, one of the main things I wanted to talk to him about was, you know, you've got a full year under your belt. What makes you feel like this is a team around you with, you know, these names like Aaron Judge, Garrett Cole, et cetera, that can really take things to the next level this year? And he just said that everyone is really focused, really concentrated on the goal at hand, and that's obviously to bring a World Series back to New York. And the amount of growing and maturation that comes with the year in the big leagues is immense. Talk to Volpe about that. I even asked someone like Austin Wells. One of the main things I was excited to ask him was, you know, he only spent a handful of games, maybe 15 games in the big leagues in September. How important were those games to his, you know, setting himself up for success this year, whether it was at bats at the big league level, whether it was even catching the pitching staff, catching Garrett Cole, catching Carlos Rodon, which he did also in Somerset? How important were those reps, while there were not a lot of the reps at the end of last year, how important was that to set him up to be a regular contributor this season for the Yankees, and he said it was extremely important. So I think the more comfortable those guys get, the more reps they get at the big league level, the more of an impact they're going to make. And I, you know, you saw in Somerset what Volpe did in 2022, where when he first got here, April, May, even a little bit into June, wasn't hitting the ball very much. There was an adjustment period. There was a huge breakout, though. I mean, the second half of the season, there weren't many hotter hitters in minor league baseball than Volpe, and it was the same deal in AAA. So we've seen this as a trend in his career. Once he gets up to speed and adjusted with those major league at-bats, he's going to be a very quality major league hitter. I have no doubt about it. He's already done it with the glove. He's got 10 out of 10 baseball instincts on fielding, base running, you name it. And I think the bat's certainly going to come around. And you've seen it this spring. I mean, this spring, Volpe put up some really good numbers, and you could just see it going the opposite way, doing a lot of the things that we saw him do by the end of his time in Somerset in 2022. I have very high expectations for what Volpe can do. And as more of those former Patriots get called up, like Austin Wells, very confident in the ability that they showed in Somerset and what they can bring to the Bronx as well this year.
How's Jason Dominguez doing? I know it was a tough break for him, obviously, at the end of the year, and he comes down with the arm injury and now out for almost all of this year upcoming. How is he doing right now in his recovery?
He's good. I mean, he was in very high spirits. I was really grateful that Jason actually took time out of his rehab to talk with us at spring training last week. And again, very good spirits. He's doing his thing with the rehabbing. And, you know, the hope is that he can come back at some point this year. And listen, this is a really good outfield room already with, I mean, we haven't talked about Everson Pereira yet because he had a tough start to his big league career. But Everson's there, and he's starting the year in AAA. But you've got him as a reinforcement. You've got Judge. You've got Juan Soto. We haven't mentioned that name yet. I mean, there's so many great reinforcements in the minor leagues. And getting Jason Dominguez back off the injured list when he does finish that rehab from the arm, it's going to be a special thing to join that outfield room. Alex Verdugo, too. I mean, you can go on down the list of these talented outfielders. And that makes it essentially so that there's no rush, there's no pressure. He's going to come back, and whatever he gives them this year is going to be gravy. And we saw a glimpse of that last year when he homered in four of his first seven big league games.
Home run if you did a home run derby, you had a team of Dominguez, Austin Wells, and Volpe against Judge, Soto, and Rizzo. Who wins that?
that's tough. That's a tough one. I think anytime you got Judge and Soto, you're going to be in the running for a win there.
Yeah, I think so. It's gonna be fun watching those guys in the Bronx, especially Soto with that short porch in left or in right. That's gonna be amazing to watch all year.
Yeah, and all the protection around him in the lineup, protection around Judge. I mean, it's gonna be a very, very difficult lineup to work around for those other pitchers.
What are you looking forward to most this year with Somerset?
Honestly, like I mentioned before, just some of the players that we're getting back at the end of last year, it's exciting to think about what we can do early on this season in terms of exciting games, wins. But I'm really thinking about some of the on-field promotions and the giveaways. Like, we've got a Jason Dominguez bobblehead. We've got an Anthony Volpe Zorro's bobblehead, which was really cool to see that moment play out in real time, and now it's being memorialized with its own bobblehead. But then embracing the Jersey roots. We've got the Jersey Diners coming to Somerset this year, a new alternate identity for three separate nights. That's going to be really fun. And I would say for this season, the thing I'm personally most excited about is Saturday, June 1st at the ballpark, Sopranos night. We're going to have Steve Sciarippa, who played Bobby Bacala in The Sopranos, at the ballpark. There's just so many fun things happening at the ballpark in addition to the baseball side that we have it every year, but I feel like it's taken another level this year that I'm so excited for.
Looking forward to it. Folks, again, the Somerset Patriots about to begin the season. They begin next week. In fact, that is going to be next Friday against the Richmond Flying Squirrels, I believe. And that is a 7 o'clock first pitch, so get on down to the ballpark. Steve, any thoughts, final thoughts?
They're just really excited. Stay tuned to social media at SOM Patriots or at Somerset Patriots, and mine at Steven_Cusimano, because it's right now that we're going to start seeing a lot of the roster announcements and news leading into the season. So there's a lot to be excited about, and definitely got to stay in tap with all that.
All right, Steven, again, thank you so much for joining us, and get back to doing some play-by-play right there. We bothered you guys enough over here in the broadcast booth.
Let's do it. Thank you so much, Mike. It's been great.